The Eagles earned 204.5 points and claimed two championships to win the 35th annual Warrior Classic. At 113 pounds, sophomore Josh Altman defeated Matt Lavengood of Durango in an 8-5 decision to claim his first Warrior title. And at 195 pounds, Morgan Reeder had a first-round pin over Tyler Framboise of Eagle Valley for the win. Reeder is now 14-0 for the season. At 182 pounds, Tyler Kendall lost by a 6-0 decision to Class 5A wrestler Josh Semler of Roosevelt to place second. And at 285, Paonia's Tony Darling also placed second after a loss by pin to Cole Mayer of Uinta, Utah. Darling will enter the new year with a 12-1 record. At 120 pounds, Olathe Jr. Trenton Pyatt held on to his perfect record, defeating Paonia freshman Bo Pfeiffer by a 3-0 decision. And Olathe's Austin Shank defeated Logan Newman of Rocky Mountain to place third in the 113-pound division. Two top-ranked local wrestlers worked their way through the 160-pound bracket to compete for the championship. Montrose senior Marcus Velasquez, the top-ranked 4A wrestler, gave 2A wrestler Trey Sickles of Nucla his first loss of the season. Velasquez managed a 6-4 win for the championship. Cedar Edge freshman Austin Todd defeated Fruit of Monument junior Eli Conrad 3-0 to place fifth. At 145 pounds, Paonia's Ty Coates also placed fifth after pinning Trevor Garcia of Palisade. Paonia sophomore 220 Joel Seminar lost to Daniel Gustafson of Durango by an 8-2 decision to place sixth. In basketball, the Delta girls opened the season with three losses at the annual Black Canyon tournament at Montrose. The Lady Panthers opened with a 46-39 loss to Grand Junction on Thursday. On Friday, they fell to Fruit of Monument by a score of 58-48, and on the final day of the three-day tournament, lost 52-39 to Montrose. Montrose was undefeated for the tournament, also topping Roosevelt 52-36 and Alamosa 59-39. The Lady Indians are 5-1 with a season-opening loss on December 6th to Elizabeth. The Cedar Ridge boys are now 2-2 after a 61-46 loss to Aspen on Tuesday, and the Lady Bruins are 3-1 after a 50-26 win over the Lady Skiers. The Norwood girls are now 4-0 following a 31-49 win over Sargent. The Lady Mavericks host Plateau Valley tonight at 6 and welcome Dolores on Saturday. And the Hotchkiss girls up their winning streak to 6 Tuesday with an 82-44 win over Ouray. Point guard Natalie Anderson scored 25 points for Hotchkiss, with Ouray's Jackie Saunders scoring a game-high 28 points for the Lady Trojans. Delta County Schools will compete today and tomorrow in the annual Colorado First National Bank Tournament. The Delta girls and boys teams will be defending their tournament championships from 2011. Paonia and Hotchkiss will open the tournament, with the girls tipping off at 3, followed by the boys' game at 4:30. The Delta boys and Cedar Ridge girls are scheduled to play at 6, followed by the Cedar Ridge Delta boys' game. Consolation games begin Saturday at 3 p.m. The tournament will wrap up Saturday evening with the men's championship game scheduled for 7:30. All games will be held at Delta High School. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck with your weekly sports report.